20.0. EDG 01101220250400. Audio. More questions remain. For now, we believe carbon fiber can be used for the casing. This isn't definitive, other materials of this type exist, with similar weight and strength. I still have questions about the long-term water resistance of this material. Let me explain. Maintaining pressure for 1 year is different from the same pressure for 50 years. Currently, I don't have the answers. However, I believe we should pursue this direction. The number of main parts for the casing has been chosen, 3 in total. These are: the deep section that will house the electronics, the connection matrix, which will also close the casing, and finally, the front panel for the display and the connection of the control units to the electronics. This design takes into account ARS mode and the EDE guidelines. We now have a casing. This isn't enough. To accommodate the instrumentation, different volumes of this container are needed. Let's start with 4. 1. Instrument A volume, for small instruments and or probes. 2. Instrument B volume, for instruments requiring more space. 3. Instrument C volume, an adaptation of the B instruments, but with even more volume. 4. Custom volume. This category includes the rear position of connectors, and perhaps also different shapes such as cylinders. Speaking of this category, the same concept applies to cylinders without major modifications. This will work. There are still other points to address, but we're making progress. One of the steps currently under consideration is a digital calculation file to determine the ARS balance of the housing. We're talking here about volume, the thermal power of the heating elements, heat transfer to the extremities of the casing, the toaster mode associated with anticipating harsh environmental conditions, and finally, the materials used for the overall construction of the instrument. This last point is also related to thermal inertia and the gradual increase in temperature for the purpose of protecting the instruments and their components. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This December 10th, 2025.